It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. I hope you're enjoying this Saturday. It's not too sunny and warm out, but that's why it's called September. And that's how we're sort of transitioning on to different foods you can make and when they're good and how they help you and things like that. I've got a couple things that I made for you today, yesterday, that I'm sharing with you today, that I think you're really going to enjoy. I had some people over, and every Thursday at my house in the evening, I invite people over. I try to anyway. And it's that one day of the week where I go gourmet. I do a lot of things. I flip the script of just eating by myself in the house or going out and grabbing something fast or eating something over the sink. I invite people over to try out new food, to see what I can do. It's a good way for me to relax. I really enjoy it, how I do it. So the menus I create are based on my different interests. And so what I did this time, I thought about, okay, I've never made a chicken piccata. You have pork piccata, but you also have chicken piccata. And since it's fall out there, I'm going to start making soups again. And I thought, well, I'm going to make one of my favorites. And I did it, the Hungarian mushroom soup. And then I thought to myself, okay, I've got a protein, I've got a soup. What else am I going to have? And a friend, her husband, they brought over a very nice salad. So that left one more thing for me. And I thought, potatoes, red potatoes. Now, cooking something is easy. Cooking 3 to 4 things all at one time and having them come out all at the same time finished, when you have different processes in each recipe that you're doing, that's what I like to do. That's when it gets a little bit tough. That's when you're going to see how good you can be. And that's what I hope you do. And if you're not good, don't worry. Pizza, it's 30 minutes out. Have no fear. Pizza, it's 30 minutes out. And we got some good pizza joints in town, believe me. I've learned that from being bold and crashing. So, how do you make a good chicken piccata? Well, first of all, you start out with your chicken breasts. Get good fresh ones. I went to Fred Meyer and got them all from there. And you can get them behind the butcher deli counter there, or you can get them just in their chicken section. So I got mine in just the chicken section. They were wonderful. And what you have to do with a chicken piccata is you're going to, with a big chicken breast, what I did, the first thing I did, and here's a tip for you. I had 4 people coming over, so I took 3 of the breasts out of this package of 7, 6 or 7 anyway. I took them out. I cleaned them. I trimmed them. I put them on the plate. Then I put them in the freezer. Yeah. For 7 minutes. You know, 6 to 8 minutes right in there, you can do this. What you're doing is you're firming up just a little bit the chicken so it's easier to handle and slice. Because what I did is I sliced each one of those, you know, 1.5-inch chicken breasts into thirds. Vertical wise, not horizontal, vertical. So I had 3 chicken, I had 3 like veal pieces of veal, but chicken in out of 1. So all of a sudden I had 9 of these chicken tenders, we'll call it. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to tenderize it now. So I got out my plastic bag and my tenderizer, which is basically a kitchen mallet, And this is when you get to treat foul foully. But you can't beat it. You gotta lovingly pound them in. You put it in plastic. I put mine in the 1 gallon Ziploc bag, 3 at a time. And I pounded it about sort of gently. And they came from, say, a quarter of an inch, you know, or maybe a third of an inch, down to less than a quarter of an inch. And flattened, they expanded out, hit both sides, and got them all the same thickness. And that's the key to this. First three in, first three out. Second three in, boom. Light pounding on it, both sides. Get them to about a quarter inch thickness. Next three in, bring them in, pound them out, pull them out at a quarter inch. That's how you treat your fowl foully. Now, what you're going to need in this recipe is a number of items. You're going to need butter. You're going to need some all-purpose flour, some chicken broth, some lemon, fresh lemon, some white wine, some capers, and then you're going to have your spices. And what I did was I got 3 little, I'd say 1 cup of flour, and then I put in 3 tablespoons of dill into the flour. Now you can also put chopped fresh parsley in there. This is when you get to, you know, use your creativity. Maybe dice up some chive. But I put in the flour, and then I put in a tablespoon of fresh cracked sea salt. And I mix it all up. And then I dredge each of my chicken tenders, we'll call them again, into the flour. And I put them off to the side. Now, you're not going to need any egg on this. Just the flour, you have enough moisture on your chicken that'll adhere to it, and that's what you want. And then what you do is you take butter, and I used 1/2 cube of butter, put it in there, and I melted it down, and I got it just that point after about 3 minutes, it's starting to foam. It's not browning, but it's starting to foam, and that's when you know you're ready. Then I put my chicken in, and I did it, you know, 4 or 5 at a time in my nice size saucepan. And you're cooking these about 2.5 minutes per side. They're going to cook fast because they're thin. Flip them over, and you do it again. 2.5 minutes a side. Take them out. Put them on a plate. Cover it with aluminum foil. Took my other 4 or 5. Did the same thing again. So then I had those all done. Then what I did was I took a cup of chicken broth, 1/2 cup of white wine, lemon, squeezed a full lemon in there, and 3 tablespoons of capers drained. I drained the capers, and I put them all in the made a sauce. And, you know, I have some remnants of my chicken in there. So what you're doing is you're thickening this. Now, if you want, you can put your chicken broth in there first, and render it down, then put your white wine or things like that. But what I did was I diced up a bunch of garlic, and I put that and the white wine in. So I was sauteing the garlic in the white wine. And it wasn't browning, it wasn't cooking it, it was just flavoring the white wine. Then I put in the chicken broth. So now I have a lot of liquid in there. So I turned up the heat. I went from medium to medium high, because what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to start rendering your liquid down, thickening it up. And then just before, you know, it came down to about 1/2 of the liquid measurements that I had, just when I got to half, then I squeezed a full lemon in there, making sure I did not put in any lemon seeds. And I have the capers in there. So by this time, I've got the capers, the white wine, the lemon, the chicken broth, the garlic, and it's all blending together. You're melding this. This is really good. You render it down by half. Then you put your all nine of your chicken tenders in there. And you're scooping. You're going to spend 5 minutes marrying the caper sauce you have, the lemon, garlic, chicken broth, white wine sauce you have. You've rendered it down with the capers, and you're putting it over. You're covering it. You're scooping it over. You're spooning it over your chicken tenders. And you're doing this for 5 minutes. And after about two and a half minutes, you turn it over and you're getting it ready to go again. So that, after 5 minutes, you pull it out. So your total dish time on this from prep to end is basically only about 20, 25 minutes at the most. And that's a wonderful chicken piccata. But again, if you want to see how good you really are, when are you finishing all three items? When are you eating? When are they all going to be ready together? So what I did was about an hour and 25 minutes before eating, an hour and a half before eating, I turned on the oven to 400 degrees. And then what I did was I diced up 5 red potatoes that I bought from Fred Meyer's. You can do that. Diced them up, half and then thirds, then thirds. That's, you take one half of a potato, dissect into one third vertically, then one third horizontally. And you do that with your 5 potatoes. And I put it in a glass baking dish. So I have that ready to go. But before I put it in the oven, what I do is I get a cube of butter, and I dice up shallot, and I dice up garlic, and I also dice up from some fresh rosemary that I have out on my herb garden. And this is when you're really starting to use your herb garden this time of year. This is when you got to start really doing it. So I put the shallot in first, because that's going to cook faster in the butter than the garlic. Put that in there for about 2 minutes. Got the nice flavor going. You can see it starting to get nice luminant. Then I put in the garlic. The garlic, you're only going to put it in there for about a minute with the shallot. Oh, and it's all in the butter. Then what I did was I took that butter, shallot, garlic mixture, and I poured it over the potatoes that were in the glass baking jar. And then I made sure, stirred it all around, so every piece of potato had the coating of the butter, shallot, garlic. Then I sprinkled it with my chopped fresh rosemary from my herb garden. And when I'm an hour out from eating, I put it in the oven. And I'm going to cook it at 350 to 400 degrees. I put this at, set it at 400 degrees for 45 minutes. So, before we get into the wonderful, wonderful, incredible Hungarian mushroom soup, we are going to hear from our wonderful sponsors.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand, so you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're having an incredible meal for four people you can invite over, or maybe five or six, depending on what you want to do. Now, I've already told you how to cook the chicken piccata, but that's at the end. That's actually at the end, and we'll get to that later. We've got the mushrooms in the pantry. We're going to have our Hungarian mushroom soup. But we have in the oven right now our potatoes. We just put the potatoes in. And what I've done before, I do a lot of prep before I start. So on the Hungarian mushroom soup, this is your list of ingredients. And again, you can play this over again. It's going to be on our audio archives. You can go back and get this again for you. Or just Google a good Hungarian mushroom soup and go from there. But the recipes here is one large sweet onion, and you're going to chop it. I use a pound and a half of fresh mushrooms, cremini, and I slice them. I get a full cube of butter. 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. Since we're doubling this, make it 5 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. We're going to want 2 cups of whole milk. We're going to want, 2 cups of chicken broth. 2 cups, and that's that's going to be a can. We're going to want, a good dash of soy sauce. When I'm putting in liquids, I just sort of eye it. You're going to want fresh lemon juice from one whole lemon. You're going to want 2 tablespoons of Hungarian sweet paprika. If you can't find it, 2 tablespoons of regular paprika will be good, but don't use the smoke. Do not use the smoke in this. 2 teaspoons or a tablespoon of dill weed. Again, we're using dill again in this. You're going to want a tablespoon of salt. Cracked sea salt is always good. You're going to want to get a half teaspoon of good coarse ground pepper. You're going to want a cup of sour cream, and you're going to want a couple tablespoons of soy sauce. So what I do is, before I start cooking, before I put anything on, I do my prep. And my prep was dicing up the sweet onion and slicing up the pound and a half of mushrooms. So then I put in, we are 1 hour out from dinner. We just put in the potatoes. We're 1 hour out from dinner. And I put in, I got 2 lodge pots. I got cast iron. One is the blue, one is the red. And the blue is a perfect size for this. I used the blue one. And what I did was I put a cube of butter in there, got it going on medium high. I let it melt all the butter and get going. Then I threw in both the chopped sweet onion and the mushrooms all at the same time. And it looks like it's going to be about 2/3 of the way full, and this is going to render down your mushrooms and your sweet onion. It's going to render down. Just got to be patient and let it go. And this will take you about 15 to 20 minutes right here. And once it's rendered down, you're putting just about everything else. And like I said, just about everything else. You're going to be putting in your paprika, your dill weed, your salt, your ground pepper, your chicken broth, your milk, and your soy sauce. You're going to be putting in all those ingredients all at the same time. And when you do that, you are going to turn up, you're going to keep the heat there, cover it, and bring that to a boil. Once it's to a boil, turn it down, turn down the heat, and let it simmer for about 10 minutes. So now we are at, say, the 25, 30 minute mark of dinner. So dinner is now 25 minutes away. And so you're letting that go, and this is when you start your, when you put everything in, and you got your soup on the boil, that's when you also start your chicken piccata. You're letting your soup simmer together for about 10 minutes. So then you get your chicken piccata through the recipe that we have, and it's going to take you 15 minutes, and boom, your chicken piccata is resting, the meat, the chicken tenders is resting before we put the sauce in it. And that's when you take out your milk and your 5 tablespoons of flour, mix it all together. It's going to take you about a minute or two to get it in there. Put that in your soup, and also your 1/2 cup to 1 cup of sour cream in your soup. And you mix it all in good together, and bam, you're good to go. Now you're at the 45-minute mark. You cover the soup with your large blue pot lid, turn down the low, and just let it go. You pull out your potatoes, you get another skillet out, put it on, put another 1/2 cube of butter in a saute pan. You're going to need a larger saute pan. Pull out, you know, get the butter nice and foaming, and then you're going to put your potatoes in here. So we're doing a double style cook on the potatoes, because what we're going to do now is they're about al dente. You know, they're a little bit tough. We're going to finish the cook by crisping them on the outside, which will also render them tender on the inside. And as you're doing this, you're flipping them every minute or two, and it's just easy. So you've got your soup on a very soft, low heat, and about every 2 to 3 minutes you stir it. You got your chicken done. You're making your chicken piccata sauce. Your chicken piccata sauce is done about 10 minutes out. You put your chicken in the chicken piccata. You're getting that done. And all of a sudden, it's 1 hour of cooking time, not including the prep, just the cooking. And you have your Hungarian mushroom soup done. You have your chicken piccata done. And you have your potatoes done. Now, the Hungarian mushroom soup, you can add a few things. And what I always like to do is when I plate it, I go out to my herb garden and I get my flat leaf Italian parsley. And this is, you know, it's great for a view, and also it adds us a little bit of just a slight hint to it. Especially, I enjoy, you know, I put about 3 leaves on each bowl that I serve. And it's a Martha Stewart moment. It looks wonderful. You got that wonderful coloration of the mushroom soup with the different ingredients. And each one of these three items had different stages. The potatoes, we had 2 stages. We had the baking stage and we had the saute stage with the butter. The mushroom soup, we had this rendering down stage. Then we had the liquid stage going bubbling, getting it going for up to a boil, then dropping it down to a simmer for 10 minutes. Then we put in our milk with the flour in it and then the sour cream, stir it together. Then you let that cook on a low for another 10 minutes. So you have three stages there. Then your chicken piccata. You're getting that ready. The first stage is flour, saute after you've prepped it and seasoned it and softened it. And then you make your caper sauce with your broth, your chicken broth, your wine. Oh, boy. Your lemon juice and your capers, and you render it down. Then you put your chicken back in there. You finish it up. So there's two stages there. Again, a friend brought the salad. But those four items for four of us last night was a wonderful meal without the prep. Total cook time, if you do it right and you stage it correctly, is an hour. The first thing you're doing is you're an hour and a half out, you're getting your oven to 400 degrees, and you're going to put the potatoes in there that you've prepped for. You're going to cook them for 40 minutes, and you put in a saute pan, you put in the butter, melt it, put in your shallots for 2 minutes, your garlic for 1 minute, put that coating on your potatoes in the glass baking, then put on top of that your diced fresh rosemary. You got wonderful rosemary potatoes with a hint of your shallot and your garlic. Fantastic. Then, after you put that in the oven, you start your Hungarian mushroom soup. When you get that to the stage of it comes to a boil, and you're turning it down before you put in your milk, sour cream, that's when you're starting your chicken piccata recipe. You can do this. Figure out your stages. When are you going to start something? Everything cooks at different temperatures, different stages. It's lots of fun when you challenge yourself and test yourself on, can I do these things and I have it all come out at the same time? And a salad, I make a salad, you know, well before I make the salad when I'm prepping everything, and then in the refrigerator, and I don't put the dressing on the salad until about 5 minutes before service. And I always enjoy making a great salad with a homemade salad dressing. Very easy. Get on the internet, figure out what salads you want to make and how you want to do it. You can also take the chicken piccata and make a pork tenderloin piccata too. And what you're doing there is you're taking your pork tenderloin, you're cleaning it up, you're getting all the silver skin off of it, then you're slicing it into 1/3 pieces, pounding it down, dredging it in the flour, sauteing it up, pulling it out, sauteing more up, pulling it out, and there you go. So the recipe for piccata can go with chicken or pork tenderloin. Very easy. I've done pork tenderloin before, but I wanted to try the chicken. And the key with the chicken was putting it in the freezer for about 7 minutes, pulling it out, slicing a big chicken breast into thirds vertically, then pounding it out from there. Fairbanks, that is our show for tonight. Here's a helpful hint to you. Go to the farmer's market today. You're listening to this show. Don't have many more weeks of it, about two or three at the most. And this is when they're getting in all their fantastic vegetables. This is when it's really a farmer's market. You have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.